Hello everyone, Sandman here. So this is a quick update before I actually begin this video. So OnlyFans has decided not to restrict adult content after all, because apparently they got assurances from their payment processors that they wouldn't be banned. So they're going to keep doing it. I made this video just before it happened. So instead of re-recording the video and scripting it again, I've just decided that I'm going to use it, but it's kind of like a record, so you guys can kind of see where my thought process was back while they were still trying to ban it. So many of the points in it are still valid, and, you know, maybe OnlyFans reached the same conclusions that I did. I don't know. Maybe they did it because there was a backlash with regards to creators pulling out and going to many vids and other platforms. I don't know. I don't think we're ever going to know. So with that being said, enjoy the video in this new context. Thanks. Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by the second half of a donation from VR on Patreon. And since he didn't give me a topic, I want to discuss the impending thoughtpocalypse with OnlyFans, as digital whores lose their simp money. What will the fallout be? I suspect that OnlyFans will try and rebrand themselves as something that resembles Twitter, where TNA is still accepted, but where you won't see tacos and hot dogs getting smashed together. But I think this strategy will fail in the long run for OnlyFans, because Twitter is used to basically promote OnlyFans pages. And I suspect that without the full Monty of spicy materials, OnlyFans will soon only fail as women start migrating to other platforms like ManyVids.com, which many of my favorite online e-thoughts already promote through Twitter. I'm predicting that ManyVids, a Canadian company out of Montreal that offers subscriptions just like OnlyFans, in addition to camming merch shops for MILFs, tip options, and more, will take their market share. Then ManyVids.com will become the new OnlyFans. Unfortunately for us, that name OnlyFans rolls off our tongue, unlike ManyVids. OnlyFans now sounds sort of like the McDonald's of smut, and it's destroying itself because apparently it's blaming payment processors and banksters by passing the buck off to them. They're doing to online strippers what Patreon did when it banned Lauren Southern and then Sargon of Akkad. And then he promoted Subscribestar, and everyone went over there. Patreon still survived and thrived because of the vast majority of their content creators were not that controversial, and there was no risk that they would get banned. But in this case, I believe that OnlyFans overestimated its importance. It might have shot itself in the fupa. Because what will they really be able to offer to adult content creators on their platform now? The simps will disappear, and then with them the simp bucks. OnlyFans branded itself as a place to get uncensorable, hardcore content. Now that they're going soft, they'll be more like Patreon and Twitter, which are already bigger and more established in the marketplace that they want to move into. Maybe there's a conspiracy to do this on purpose to make more money by getting thoughts onto ManyVids. I doubt it, but if I were a poon tycoon that owns OnlyFans, I'd call up the guys at ManyVids and say, I'll send you most of my users and let's split the revenue. And meanwhile, I'll give you guys shares in OnlyFans, so when we eventually go public, you'll make a fortune too. Screw the company. And who cares if we succeed or not? ManyVids also takes 20 to 40% of creator money, unlike OnlyFans, which only takes 20%. Out of all the OnlyFans alternatives, I think that ManyVids will be the winner. At least for now. Because it's ranked in the top 1,000 sites online. And it offers a one-stop solution. Other sites like FanCentro and AVN only offer a fraction of the features, but I'm sure that they'll grow too. OnlyFans, they just seem to want celebrities and to eventually go public, or get angel investors to give them a few $100 million so they can get their payday and run the company into the ground. That's what I'm thinking. Before I discuss more, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection. Tim Patton has written 5 MGTOW books. MGTOW is Forever is the latest and is a great introduction to MGTOW. If you've been injured on the job and need help, disabled and unable to work is for you. MGTOW Building Wealth and Power helps you empower your finances. Masculinity is Our Future is about how the world sees masculinity as toxic and what it means to be a man. Finally, MGTOW Why I Cheat. When a woman named Marcia read this book, she wanted to scream out loud, why is MGTOW a real thing? Thanks for pushing her buttons, Tim. All 5 books can be found at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to OnlyFans coming clean to get rid of all those dirty thoughts, Clown World show. So OnlyFans told everyone that they were changing their policies on spicy content because of apparent pressure from payment processors and banking partners. But how many people actually believe this? They were already taking 20% of the profits for themselves before changing their policy. And I'm sure that there are tons of payment processors willing to work with them. But of course, they're probably just saying that as plausible deniability to get thoughts off their backs. I found an article I shared in the description about this banning of spicy content. Here's what the first part of the article has to say, and I quote, "In the past 6 months, Chelsea Lin said she made over $200,000 from OnlyFans. The platform took 20% of her earnings, or nearly $42,000, she said. On Thursday, Lin said that she found out from a news article that OnlyFans would begin banning spicy content. OnlyFans said in a statement to Insider, it would now prohibit users from posting full frontal conduct starting on October 1st. But the company said the creators would still be able to post content containing nudity. The current feeling I'm getting from other creators I know and myself is both anger and confusion," Lin said, who basically is now one of the 0.15% of creators, as she told Insider. "Sex work built OnlyFans, and now I feel that they're turning their backs on us." The article also says that this ban is disgusting, and that some may leave the platform because of it. While growing up, women used to call spicy content disgusting. Now they're saying it's disgusting for OnlyFans to ban it when they create it. Larry Flint is probably getting a boner in his coffin right now, based on how things have changed. But of course they'll leave. They'll still milk the simps that are still there and use it to connect with them. But they'll certainly lose market share as the cooch is now out of the bag when it comes to models going elsewhere. And there's nothing stopping the revolution. So Lin made $160,000 in 6 months. After 4 or 5 years, a hot-thawed woman making that much money would actually have $1 million in the bank after tax. And if invested correctly, could actually get her to retire. If there's some truth to banksters putting the squeeze on OnlyFans, it might have to do with women making that much money, and leading to so many women doing this that it destroys the value of sex work. Sex has its value because it's scarce. But as it becomes increasingly common, men won't pay as much for it. And you can see that with regards to many models only charging $10 a month for an all-you-can-fap-off muff buffet. But poor Lin. She's going to go from making somewhere around $130 to $140 net every 6 months down to only $110 to $120. But she's in the top 0.15 of content creators, earnings-wise on the OnlyFans platform. There's a video I did about a mother-daughter OnlyFans duo that was making roughly $4 to $5K a month. And I believe that they're somewhere in the 0.7% of content creators. So if only 0.3 to 0.4% of OnlyFans models were making six figures, then I'd say that only 1% are making more than $1,000 a month from OnlyFans. Now, you know, as they move and migrate, it's going to get cut to 10 to 20%. And you know that most of the guys on OnlyFans aren't going to follow their favorite models someplace else. For example, only 20,000 of the 200,000 subscribers from my YouTube channel followed me over to BitChute. Only 2,000 to 3,000 followed me over to MGTOW.TV and Odyssey. So online stripping and spicy content producers on average are probably going to be taking a 60% pay cut as of October 1st. So instead of Christy Lin making $230,000 a year on OnlyFans as one of the highest earners, she's probably going to be making only a third of that when the format changes at that point. So she's barely going to make around $100K a year. That's still a lot of money, but not for a career that only lasts at that level of earnings for 5 to 7 years, depending on how her looks hold out. These aren't the strip clubs of old, where women could get away with doing it into their 40s. The photos have to be well lit, and you're not getting drunk at home fapping off to them the way you would with regards to traditional strip clubs. At least now sex workers know how many YouTubers felt after we were demonetized or deplatformed because of our questionable content. Ultimately, this means less women in the business, and that'll probably boost the price of poon for the women that do survive the culling of the e-cooches. OnlyFans has also been accused of mistreating its creators, the same ones that made it successful in the first place. What's with companies using content creators to build up their platform's audience, only to then stab them in the back and destroy the thing for more money? For example, with YouTube creators that were making money with less than 1,000 subscribers, and then YouTube stopped that, and then put ads on their videos and kept all the profits for themselves, which was a dick move. My thinking is that OnlyFans is just pretending like it wants to clean up its business and succeed that way. I think the founders just want a few $100 million fast to run the thing into the ground. That they don't really care about competition and losing, but just want a fast cash out from some big venture capital firm. That's the only thing that makes any sense at this point. Women will suffer as a result of OnlyFans changing their policy, for years to come, or until they can adapt to using new platforms. But you know what's going to happen if that payment processor and banking issue is actually real? Other companies will run into the same problem. So maybe you'll be paying your ETHs in the future in cryptocurrency instead of with your credit card. Of course, that Business Insider article I shared wouldn't be woke if it didn't include the following statement from Jasmine, one of the women looking to adapt past the end of OnlyFans, and I quote, "From what I see, the profiles of these companies are more or less the same. It's founded by a white male who does nothing with sex work but wants to profit off of it," Jasmine said. "I don't think that misalignment will ever be something that profits sex workers in the long run," unquote. So if that's really the case, that white males are the ones that make sites like OnlyFans, then why don't women of color make their own and learn to code instead of learning to whore? There's also the possibility that OnlyFans wants to bring in celebrities to use the platform. But why would they use it when they already have Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and so much more? OnlyFans also apparently changed their policies because they found content like barnyard banging, people enjoying ones and twos, and content that was too young on their site. And they said they don't actually have enough people to moderate it. They probably just don't want to pay for it because it's expensive. I don't really know if I believe that from a company that made hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars each year. That's why I suspect the payment processors pulled out, if that's really the case. Something tells me that Subscribestar doesn't have that problem, because they just deal with lowly hate speech instead of farm fun, which is illegal. What would PETA say when OnlyFans models tell them that they would rather ride something furry instead of wearing something made of fur? Also, with regards to Patreon banning people, apparently it was MasterCard that wanted them gone, and not Patreon. OnlyFans is now blaming MasterCard as well, and MasterCard says it's OnlyFans that wanted to take the content down first. Someone is lying. Probably both corporations, because neither of them wants to take responsibility, and I suspect that they colluded together to make this happen. But whoever's responsible, there's now going to be a lot of digital strippers out there that are going to suffer because of it. And the only winners will be the other sites until one of them gets too big, and then it too gets its payment processors pulled. Crypto would work if you use something like PayPal, which said that it would allow people to send crypto outside their site at some point. But I don't really trust PayPal not to demonetize me and kick me off the platform at any moment. At one point, I kept enough money on PayPal from donations to actually buy a car. That's before I understood how bad inflation was, and I thought it was safer than having it in Canadian banks, in case they went bust. But then people started losing their PayPal accounts, and PayPal kept the money. So I decided it was time to get the hell out of there. Whatever happens to OnlyFans, there are going to be a lot of future cat ladies out there with cooches crying in their cornflakes because they can't take selfies of their slits and tits and profit off of them on OnlyFans. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to VR from Patreon for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that OnlyFans models won't be getting smashed on camera anymore, because MasterCard most likely smashed their short-lived success. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the wailing and gnashing of teeth of former OnlyFans thoughts away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.